This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. My name's Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. And he's Dylan. It is indeed, like the man just said with the big voice, it is a Falcons Monday. So we're going to celebrate for, I don't know, the next 5 seconds, the win over the New Orleans Saints.
Woo!
All right, there you have it.
Done.
And we'll get to the headlines. Allie, what's the headlines today?
There is only one headline.
There's only one headline today.
Before you clock in, just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints, woo! 19-17, Arthur Blank did decide to part ways with head coach Raheem Morris, GM Terry Fontenot. In the statement from the Falcons, Arthur Blank said the decision to move away from people who represent the organization so well and have shared a commitment to the values that are important to the organization is not an easy one. But the results on the field have not met our expectations or those of our fans and leadership. I wish Raheem and Terry the absolute best in their future pursuits.
There you have it. 447-260-929. We're going to get the wake-up call in 2 seconds. I want to try to get as many calls as we can. But I was thinking about this just a second ago, Bo. I'm really having to fight the urge to think about past head coaches, past guys that have been tied to Matt Ryan, and past people whose names have whose last names have had success in the NFL. Like, that's where I think the extent of my thought process has gone, and I probably ought to broaden that thought process just a little bit.
Yeah. Can we also go ahead and just knock out guys that have jobs that are in the playoffs? I don't think Mike Tomlin is – I don't foresee Mike Tomlin leaving Pittsburgh after winning the division, going, 10-7? A rough 10-7, but still, I don't foresee him. I don't think Matt LaFleur is going to be on the market.
Let me stop you right there. I agree with that. What would you say about a guy if Baltimore were to decide to move on from John Harbaugh? Because there was conversation yesterday about both those head coaches in that matchup. That it might have gotten stale.
Are we going to get like a John Fox version of John Harbaugh?
Or like a Jeff Fisher?
Or like a Jeff Fisher version of John Harbaugh?
I hope not.
Because I think people over... My thought is a lot of times when guys have been in one job for a long time and they get let go or they leave, and they're a year off does the body good. Mike Vrabel had been in Tennessee for, 7 years?
Yeah.
And when he left, People say we didn't hire him. Mike Vrabel didn't want to come here.
No, he wasn't going to
come. Mike Vrabel.
Been saying that.
Here, two reasons. One, I think he wanted a year off. And two, he probably knew that Gerard Mayo wasn't going to pan out one way or the other, and New England was the place for him.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that's good to have a year off. Look at Sean Payton. What, 2 years off? Hit the ground running.
Revitalized. Let's do it, Dylan. A forewarning if you're on the phone. We do have full phone lines, and yes, if you drag it out past about 20 seconds, I will probably cut you off and hang up the phone. I'm just going to throw that out there because I'm going to try to get to as many people
as we can. He's going to wave his hand, and Dylan's going to hang up on you.
I will personally hit the button back there. So with all that being said, Justin and Danielsville, you are up first, my friend. What is on your mind this morning?
My wake-up call is for anyone that wants to defend these two guys not being a part of this organization anymore. You did the one thing you cannot do in this business, and you screwed up the quarterback position. That's what you did wrong. That's why you're gone. You should have gave Kirk the keys, never drafted Michael Penix, and told him this is his team, but you didn't do that, and you backstabbed him. That's all I got.
Yeah, phenomenal phone call. Thank you for the timing.
Danielsville, that's a little bit north of Athens, up 29.
Interesting tidbit. I think he's probably pretty spot on with what he just said. You cannot screw up the quarterback position. You can't. You just can't do it. Everybody that says, well, you know, you brought in Kirk, but like, you could have drafted somebody in a very good position with that number 8 pick. You could have drafted somebody else you probably needed with that number 8 pick. They could have been a very good player. So tend to agree with that phone call as well. Let's go back out to the phone lines for the next wake-up call. Let's talk to James in Stockbridge.
Hey, first I want to say Raheem shouldn't have got fired. The only issue I have with the team was the quarterback play. Penix should have never been drafted. And special teams, Marquise Williams, there's no way we can allow other teams to get up to the 40 every single kickoff. Okay, thank you. That's all I got.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you for the timing of that. That is, there's
we gotta figure
a lot to unpack there. But I will say this Marquise Williams conversation about am I trying to hit it to the 2 yard line? Which guy's doing the kickoff?
Well, here's
that
the problem.
Has been maddening.
Here's the problem.
Maddening.
Here's the problem. If you want to get on Rich McKay about anything, get on him about the new kickoff rule. Because he's the president of the competition committee.
That's his
and
fault.
I need this rule about getting the ball at the freaking 40 yard line gone.
Yeah,
because
that's so bad.
You're trying to kick it to not go in the end zone, but make the landing zone. Because if it goes in the end, like, enough.
How many times this year were you like, we have to have them pinned right here? This has got to be good coverage. Yeah. Got to be a good kick. And oh, my God, going back to the house.
You're an NFL team. You shouldn't get the ball past the 30-yard line on the kickoff. I'm just going to say that unless you return it past it.
Let's see if we can keep the heater going on guys keeping it concise here. Let's go to Mike. He's in Sandy Springs. Mike, what's going on, man? Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Main reason I want to call is I actually agree with kind of letting Raheem Morris go. If you don't know, like their eliminated record is like 13-4 compared to whenever before they get eliminated. And to me, that says kind of like a locker room issue, a mentality issue, which to me starts at the top. So kind of do the thing that Dan Campbell did, get somebody like that in who can really change the mentality of the team.
Yeah.
That's a weird record because I don't think Raheem was – the Falcons weren't eliminated last year until
– No, he's talking about – I think that's over like the last – 8 seasons when you've been eliminated, you have won a lot of games.
What does that have anything to do with Raheem other than this year?
Well, no, I think that there's a lot of Falcons fans that look at it and go, I don't care that they won the last 4 games. It's kind of empty calories, if you will, that you're able to go out and do it.
I think
there is a big point of contention that lull in the middle of the season. It's hard for me too because I have such a bad taste in my mouth about yesterday's offensive line performance. But I think a lot of players did go play hard. I don't think the offensive line was a group that did very much. But you know, I think you do look at it in some of the empty calories, and you're like, you should have had that level of intensity and quarterback play, like the caller before that brought up, through the mid part of the season. We wouldn't be having this conversation. So there is a lot to be said about that. All right, let's go out back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Herman. Herman is in South Fulton. Herman, what's going on this morning?
Yes, it was the quarterback situation that cost them their job.
Yep.
The Matt Ryan situation didn't work out well. Marcus Mariota didn't work out well. Desmond Ridder didn't work out well. Heineke didn't work out well. Finally got an elite processor in Cousins. He winds up gets hurt. How many games are you going to let him start after he's injured? Finally take him out. Penix comes in. He gets hurt. Now, your losses are too great.
Yeah, I think it's a phenomenal phone call. Thank you, Herman, for calling. I think it kind of is the central focus this entire ordeal.
I know he couldn't said too many losses, but can you think about, though, had there been one win, which we were so close to one more win?
Yeah, and I brought that up earlier because I think that's where Carolina's at, right? If you just switch around one of the Carolina games and all of a sudden you're talking about the Falcons going to the playoffs, but I don't know that I would have wanted that.
Right.
Carolina's 8-9. They're going to the playoffs. That's great. All right. But what does that do if you go and get routed by the Rams? Which, by the way, ding, they did beat the Rams earlier in the season, so mm-hmm. I'm not counting them out of doing that. But I think that you just kind of hold serve at that point, right? It's almost like, okay, well, you know, we're 8-9, but we're going to the playoffs. I don't think I would have wanted to have that conversation either. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're going to go to Dean in Douglasville. Dean in Douglasville, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to say, people hating on Penix, this guy went toe-to-toe with Baker Mayfield in the very first of the year. He went toe-to-toe with New England, and he went toe-to-toe with the red-hot Colts. So don't give up on them yet. Give them a chance to develop. That's all I got. Thank you.
All right, I got a I appreciate the call. I'm not trying to, you know, just jump over it, but there is a little bit of breaking news coming out of the organization as we speak. Arthur Blank has penned a letter, and our old Mike Conte, you can go to his Twitter page, and he's got it, and he's also got a quote of it, is, as part of their ongoing succession planning, Greg Beatles has been elevated from president to president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. Which, if you know, that CEO was what Rich had titled, as a lot of people like to bring up.
Yep.
Effective today, succeeding Rich McKay. So the way I am reading that tweet that Mike Conte put out there and that from the Falcons is that essentially Rich is basically, there is no affiliation to the Falcons organization. Other than the, I'm assuming he's still a part of the AMBSE, but he is out of the Falcons. And so what that does is it moves Greg Beatles into the overseer, and then you can bring in a new team president, which I'm assuming will be who? you know.
There has never been a man have a more selective word face in his life than what Bo just shot me across the table.
I'm going to read more. I'm going to be
very careful with what I'm about to say.
But I'm going to read more of this, and I'll get more of this information on this story. But it does say, as part of our ongoing succession planning, you know, that they want to it talks about what Rich is taking on new expanded roles. And this is a succession that began over 5 years, and now it is extended to where it's at.
Yeah. That's
Rich will now be able to give full focus to critical AMBSE initiatives, including the World Cup, the 2028 Super Bowl, renovations to some of their facilities, the NWSL franchise, and business development and organizational projects in various stages of planning.
Yeah. Interesting. A lot to unpack there. We did have one more call. Mr. Yo was on the phone, but we're not. Dylan, can we push Mr. Yo? Mr. Yo is going to have to wait a little bit because we do have Dave Archer coming up. Yeah. But I would love to. I think we probably need to get Mr. Yo on air. It's just not going to be next segment. But if Mr. Yo, if you want to call back in a little bit, we'll make sure we put you through.
We promise, Mr. Yo. If you do want to read that letter from Arthur Blank, I have retweeted it at 9:29 Morning Shift. Coming up, like Mike mentioned, we have analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Dave Archer will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.